Yes, it's your weekly appointment with Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute. If you're seeking some guidance and advice on personal issues, or maybe you are suffering from anxiety or even depression, then Dr. Raymond's here to help. Now, Dr. Raymond, I wanted to get to this text message here. I just found out that my wife had an affair with my best friend. I'm beside myself and so upset. She thinks it's okay as it was 5 years ago. I think it's worse. Can you help?
A lot of deception, a lot of betrayal. It doesn't matter when it was or when it is. Of course, you're going to feel that right now. This is more difficult than dealing with death, and it's more difficult than dealing with actual divorce, separation, or breakup. But many times people do break up without there having to be betrayal. The reason that this is so painful for you is not only is it the loss of a significant relationship and connection that you had to a person who you've endeared, now all of a sudden the trust and the respect, which is the basis of that relationship, has been broken. It doesn't matter whether it was 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago. It's still a broken trust, respect foundation, which means that you're going to have to go through the recovery process. And for your partner to play it off as, oh, look, it's not a big deal, it was 5 years ago, that's more of an insult to your own emotional intelligence. So what you're going to need to do is realize this. People don't get divorced because of affairs that have happened, believe it or not. It's not the first reason that people would divorce. It's a wake-up call that there's a serious problem going on in the relationship. Or the partner has a serious problem with certain kinds of addictive behaviors that calls for that kind of problem that is not defined as part of the relationship. So one of the things that you want to do is you yourself have decided whether you're going to stay in the relationship or not, or whether you want this to be an opportunity to discover what's going on in the relationship that needs to be corrected so you can move on comfortably in the relationship.
I mean, not only, though, have you got the broken trust of your spouse, but of your best friend. So there's two big things going on there, the double whammy. And although you say, you know, if it doesn't matter when it happened, the deception happened, and that's what you will feel and deal with, which I can totally understand. But one is, how have you found out now, and did your spouse tell you, how did you find out? But also, doesn't it count for something, though, if you look back over those past 5 years, and if the past 5 years have been happy?
It is important to look at people's perceptions, and right now, when he thinks that he was happy, to find out that something happened, he feels even more like a fool than anything else. Because how can you have pretended that everything was okay when this bad behavior had taken place? So it's not just that the partner was unfaithful. It's now that this person may be thinking that they're a fool. So why should I be happy now because there's something could be going on behind my back while I think I should be happy? So that even takes more away from that trust and that respect that has to be rebuilt. And it can be rebuilt. But it has to be rebuilt with both individuals. Both individuals coming to a new definition of a new relationship. Now, that doesn't ensure that the relationship will stay together. But it does ensure that they've given it the best opportunity to exhaust all reasons to stay together for the right reason. And if they don't decide to stay for the right reasons together, then they divorce for the right reason.
They're saying that they think it's worse that it happened 5 years ago, because as you're explaining, you know, it's that you've been living a lie almost. There's that feeling of living a lie. So what are the first steps then to recover, if they can recover?
They have to both agree that they want to stay married by seeking some assistance. And it needs to be by a third-party professional who is a psychologist that is specialized in marriage therapy.
What happens in that situation,
there's an assessment process that takes place first to identify what the reason is for this, what the individual's perceptions are, to help the individuals then relearn who they are as individuals and to redefine the marriage. That does not take away from the fact that this topic must be discussed. But to be able to discuss it thoroughly, you have to understand the individual And before you can understand that individual, you have to understand yourself. So re-understanding you, because you've changed over the last 5 years. You've changed it from the moment that you found out that something was going on. You need to also realize that you weren't at fault if you were thinking that you were a fool, that somebody could do something like that behind your back. You need to take action for yourself to actually realize that you are doing this in an honorable way. People don't need to be in relationships where they have to police their partners or always be in a relationship where they're suspicious of their partners. It needs to be a partnership where there is cooperation and unconditional trust and respect. Mm. So to be able to reestablish that, the process is to agree that they want to continue with the relationship, to realize that the relationship has been damaged but can be reinstated so that they can relearn the trust and the respect. And that's a process that can take anywhere from 12 to 15 sessions as a couple. Individual sessions may arise if there are individual concerns that need to be addressed.
Just want to explore this a little bit more, Dr. Roman, because if you are in a relationship where you have done something and it's perceived to be you that is in the wrong. So in this case, it's an affair. And so, you know, that's wrong. We know that's wrong. But if you're the one carrying that guilt, shame, sorrow, regret, all of these things, it's a hard one to get can one feel, you know, forgiveness. So what I'm getting at is it just easier for that person to walk away? Because carrying the idea that I've done wrong and I don't know if they're going to forgive me, and actually living with yourself, having to continue in a relationship where you're always going to feel it was me that did wrong. How do you resolve that with a partner?
You can never walk away from the relationship with guilt, shame, or embarrassment, because it'll follow you. I've learned four things in my practice of psychology since I started studying in 1973. There is a God. What goes around comes around. You can never hide the truth, and patterns repeat themselves. So even if you think, well, it's easier to walk away from this situation than have to deal with it, you're very wrong, because you might not be dealing with it with that person, but you're going to be dealing with it with yourself and anyone else that you get into a relationship with. Because what you did in this relationship may cause you to be paranoid or suspicious that the person that you're going to be in a relationship could be doing the same to you. So in these situations, it's best to resolve them in the same relationship where the problem existed. And the reason is so you don't carry that same pattern to the next relationship. There's not too many laws in psychology, but that's one of them. If you don't resolve something now, you're going to have to be in a similar situation to try to resolve it later. So the best thing to do, even if you don't want to stay in this relationship, is to go through the resolutionary process in this relationship so it ends here, not only for the relationship's benefit, but for your benefit first and foremost, so you can move into the next relationship with less pattern processes being repeated.